You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Many people today live lives of frustration and hopelessness. The Bible assures us that God provides powerful comfort in times of despair.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Precious Savior, unto you all power has been given in heaven and on earth. Without your substitutionary death on the cross, no man, woman, or child would have even the slightest confidence of divine pardon and the glorious hope of heaven. Look with mercy upon all listening today. Assure their hearts of your love, your mercy, and your forgiveness. May your Spirit draw unto you the weary, the lonely, and the depressed. Give them love. Give them hope and grant them eternal assurance. O Savior, in your powerful name we pray. Amen. It is not unusual for professional athletes, entertainment personalities, and other celebrities to confess during interviews that life for them is often meaningless, hopeless, and full of despair. The general public frequently lives with a false impression that well-known persons are constantly happy and never experience the down parts of life. In a statement to the press, a well-known athlete recently confessed difficulties in his life when he said, "I'd like people to pray for me. I need their prayers. I'm in a bad way." The truth, repeatedly demonstrated in media interviews, is that celebrities frequently feel like the writer of the biblical book of Ecclesiastes, who said, "I consider all my activities, my life, and everything my hands have done, and the labor I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity, useless, and striving after wind." Many of you listening today may not be celebrities. Chances are you will never sit in front of a television camera, nor speak into a radio microphone. But you could describe, from first-hand experience, feelings of hurt, despair, and even depression. Vivid examples of those living with life's trials and burdens are indeed abundant. Parents of prodigal sons or daughters, abandoned wives, rejected by their husbands for the love of another woman. Children, frequently innocent victims of divorce, wondering what to do and where to go. Cancer victims who hear their doctors say, "You have only a few weeks or a few months to live." Young people whose long romantic relationships have broken up. Family breadwinners who work hard for years and then find themselves suddenly unemployed. Prisoners sincerely sorry for the mistakes of their past, but seeing absolutely no hope for the future. Clergy and other Christian workers convinced that their sincere labor seems to bear little fruit. And added to this list are numerous mountains of tragedies, sinkholes of failures, and mires of disappointments occurring each day in the lives of so many, many people. Some fight despair in life by pinning positive slogans on their walls. Others resort by the power of their minds to blotting out anything negative. But most mighty and most effective is trusting the reliable promise recorded in the Holy Scriptures, which proclaims, God comforts the depressed. In your moments of meaninglessness, your days of despair, or your months of wondering if life itself is worth living, let your clouded mind be enlightened and your burdened heart be encouraged by the positive and strengthening words of St. Paul. This great missionary and evangelist, rejected by his own people, opposed by fellow members of his newfound faith, was enabled by God's strengthening spirit to joyfully proclaim, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our afflictions. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so our comfort is abundant through Christ. During 1980 in the United States alone, it was estimated that 8 million Americans would receive treatment for depression. Another 32 million would suffer alone, many unwilling to let others know of their problems. As you seek help by every means available, whether you suffer publicly or whether no one else knows what you are today going through, constantly be assured that there is someone who cares for you. If your mind and body has been tortured and racked by hopelessness and despair, remember there is someone who knows you better than you know yourself, and someone who understands what you are now facing. The Holy Scriptures declare that Jesus was made like his brethren, like you and me in all things. Jesus himself was tempted and experienced the sufferings of life in order that he may now come to the aid of everyone who suffers. Think for just a moment. Have you ever been hurt by close friends who turned against you? Have you ever been rejected by those you desire to be with? Before you give in to the temptations of the devil and drown yourself in your own sorrow, just think of what happened to Jesus, who was the Son of God. Those to whom the Savior came to love and help, many received him not. Jesus was despised and forsaken by those he wanted to strengthen and heal. Correctly, Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would be acquainted with grief. Even though many today reject the Savior, comfort is abundant to all who receive him. Yes, truly, God comforts those in despair. Cost analysts assist industry in planning a sound financial future. Professional advisors are available daily in almost every area of life, offering counsel to anyone expressing a need and willing to pay the price. Jesus wants to be your personal counselor, your advisor, and your helper in time of weariness, trouble, and despair at no cost to you. Jesus wants to assure you that he will cause all things to work together for good to those who love God. Like any considerate parent, God the Father wants what is best for you. He understands your entire life. With your Savior at your side, even though things may go wrong and life sometimes appears to be in a terrible mess, for his children, God changes failures into blessings and adversities into triumphs. Place your faith and trust in the Lord. Be assured that God will work things out for you and for your best interests. Twice a day for 8 years, nurses in a Florida hospital wrapped the body of a 10-year-old boy with gauze soaked in shortening. They called him the Crisco Kid. The boy was suffering from a rare skin disease, which prevented his skin from protecting his body from infection. The greasy wrappings provided the necessary protection, preventing infection and other complications caused by bruises, cuts, and even gentle touches. In a similar way, with all our frailties, each day God wraps us in his protective arms. He encourages, strengthens, and comforts all who do not reject his love. God's protection prevents the arrows of the devil from harming his adopted children. The Lord sends his guardian angels as ministering spirits to serve those who will inherit salvation. All too often in our meism and ego-centered society, we are tempted to think only of ourselves and of our own problems. When God touches the hearts of His children, their concern shifts from themselves to others. The Holy Scriptures proclaim that God comforts us in all our afflictions and troubles so that we are able to comfort others who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Through the Savior's example of love and compassion for others, may you and I be led to terminate our constant desire to dwell upon our ego-centered concerns and to realize the joy and fulfillment in life which results from helping others with their burdens and their problems. Read the newspaper headlines. Watch the television news. Many groups today deserve our concern, especially the elderly and the young. But is there any group today who needs our love and help more than the dispossessed, rejected, and unwanted children? Parents, more concerned about their ego trips than their own responsibilities, disown their own flesh and blood. The Bible states that real and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father is to visit orphans and widows in their distress. Several months ago, newspapers carried the story describing legal efforts of the mother of a 4-1/2-year-old child. The mother requested the courts to force the irresponsible father, who admits the child is his, to at least visit his daughter, who wants so desperately to see him. Hearing stories of families in court is always a terrible thing, but it demonstrates satanic selfishness and should move us, whenever possible, to show our love and concern for helpless children, those innocent victims of unhappy homes, divorced and selfish parents. Lest you feel that I have made the case of dispossessed children too urgent, consider the latest staggering statistics. One half of all children born today, 50% of all children now being brought into the world, will be raised in a single-parent home at some time before they are 18 years of age. If you think that our society is currently experiencing great difficulty, you will certainly be upset as you consider what is inevitable 10 or 15 years from now when these mistreated children attempt to adjust to society. Again, lest we be piously critical, that we condemn much and do little, the Bible reminds you and me that God comforts us so that we can help and comfort others. Yes, life can be full of despair. Times can even be so difficult that death itself seems to be winning. At these moments, may God's Spirit help us to rely on the words of the prophet Jeremiah, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord." No matter how difficult or impossible your problems may appear at this hour, trust in the promise of the Holy Scriptures that proclaims, "Your citizenship is in heaven, from which you can also eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Should even death itself threaten to leave its mark upon you, may you receive the divine assurance given to all who trust in the sin-atoning merits of the Savior, that you will be raised from the dead, given a new glorified body, and then granted life eternal, where there will be no more problems, worries, tears, or despondency. To those who are husbands and wives, and especially to you who are parents, when life seems to get more and more difficult, when your happiness appears to be diminishing through the destruction of family relationships, don't seek the deceptive, satanic way out through divorce. To begin with, divorce is a terrible sin in the sight of God. Our Lord unequivocally states, "I hate divorce." In addition, a recent study undertaken by two university professors pointed out that divorced men are more likely to become despondent and consider suicide. The study further revealed, divorced men do not do well. They get lonelier and they get drunk more often. Begin today. Live no more with the feelings of defeat, helplessness, or despair. While you yet have time, clinging to the comfort God has given you, reach out to others to comfort them. Let your family members and friends know that God loves them also, and that Jesus died for them on the cross to pay for their sins. Encourage them to trust in the changeless and reliable promises of the Savior. Let them know in a loving way that God always works out problems and difficulties for the benefit of those who love Him. Technologically, as a society, we are moving ahead at a very rapid rate. And yet the more we know, the more we experience, and the more we possess, the less certain life becomes. As we trust less in God and more in our technology, the opportunity for Satan to sow his seeds of despair increases. Man's success in creating a perfect environment where depression and despair would no longer rule and reign is obviously an impossibility. A recent newspaper headline stated, "It just seems everything causes cancer." During the past months, there have been warnings about coffee, water, hair dye, drugs, food coloring, and cigarettes. Even the air we breathe is now suspect. Anyone building his hope in this life is destined for disappointment. Change and decay all around we see. But all who realize that our sojourn on this earth is temporary and that our real dwelling place awaits us in heaven, these same individuals can live with the hope-giving knowledge that no matter how difficult life may become, there is always a bright future. With Jesus Christ living in your heart by faith and with God's ministering angels at your side, you can always count on the strength needed to face tomorrow. Don't try to live with anything else. St. Paul explains it this way, "If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep." And so may I lovingly encourage and say to you today, fear nothing, not even death itself. Through his victorious Easter resurrection, Jesus has already defeated death and the power of the devil. Satan may successfully try to trip you up. Temptations and failures may be regular visitors in your life, even after you have become a Christian. But live with the assurance that God has adopted you as his child, that he will work out everything for your benefit, and that no one will viciously snatch you out of his loving hands. In the midst of life's uncertainties, joyfully sing out with the hymn writer who wrote, "I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives to comfort me when faint. He lives to hear my soul's complaint. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives." Amen.